During a visit to the Italian embassy to the Holy See today, Pope Benedict said that the distinction between church and state is a condition of freedom. Lydia O'Kane reports.
On Saturday, the Holy Father became only the fourth pope to visit the Palazzo Borromeo, which is home to the Italian embassy to the Holy See, following in the footsteps of Pius XII, Paul VI, and John Paul II. On arrival, Pope Benedict was greeted by Italy's ambassador to the Holy See, Antonio Zanardi Landi, and Italy's foreign minister, Franco Frattini, before being led into the splendid and newly restored chapel dedicated to the northern Italian saint, Charles Borromeo. It was here he had the chance to meet embassy staff, but also kneel for a few minutes in prayer in the chapel, which he described to those present as beautiful. The Pope's speech to the ambassador in the embassy's main hall was one which underlined the strong and special relationship between the Italian Republic and the Holy See, as well as the mutual collaboration between church and state.
Basterebbe da sola la singolare attenzione mostrata dai pontefici a questa sede diplomatica.
Delving back into history, the Pope talked about the Lateran Pacts, signed in 1929 between Italy and the Vatican, which saw Vatican City become an independent state and saw Catholicism become the state religion of Italy. Pope Benedict noted that next year's 80th anniversary of this pact provided the opportunity to highlight the important relationship between both states, especially at this time when continuing conflicts and tensions make it all the more necessary to collaborate with those who share the same ideals of justice, of solidarity, and of peace.
Nella quale il perdurare di conflitti e di tensioni tra popoli rende sempre più necessaria una collaborazione tra tutti coloro che condividono gli stessi ideali di giustizia, di solidarietà e di pace.
He also said that the distinction of church and state was a condition of freedom, a freedom that allows the church to carry out its universal mission for the salvation of all peoples. At the end of his visit, the Pope was presented with a crucifix attributed to Michelangelo, which was recently acquired by the Italian state. I'm Lydia O'Kane.